Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Carmen Gaskin. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, January 30th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday, dining halls returned to normal service after norovirus forces prompted dining staff to add supplementary precautions to reduce the spread. Members in the dining hall served students, silverware was replaced with reusable utensils, and the usage of new cups when getting refills was highly advised. Today, Burl, one of Evanston's most highly anticipated farmer-driven restaurants, is set to open. The restaurant celebrates the spirit of Evanston and deep connections between chefs and farmers. The restaurant is located on 2545 Prairie Avenue and is open Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Fridays and Saturdays, they close at 10. On Wednesday, Chicago nurses gathered to honor Alex Preddy at a vigil held outside Jess Brown VA Hospital. Organized by National Nurses United, a group dedicated to advocating for the defunding and abolishment of ICE, attendees cupped candles and chanted. Sean Grayson, former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy sentenced to 20 years for the 2024 murder of Sonia Massey, followed by 2 years of supervised probation. Under state law, Grayson would most likely be eligible to get day-for-day credit for good behavior in prison, ultimately serving half of his service. Democrats in the White House struck a deal to avert a partial government shutdown and temporarily fund the Department of Homeland Security as they consider restrictions for President Trump's surge of immigration. The passage of the deal was delayed late Thursday as leaders attempted to garner support before the Friday night deadline. Venezuela's acting president signs a law that opens the nation's oil sector to privatization. This reverses a tenet of the self-proclaimed socialist movement that has governed the country for decades. Rodriguez enacted the measure less than a month after the seizure of Nicolas Maduro. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Carmen Gaskin. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast, February 2nd at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.